Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the Word of God, this owner's manual that you wrote for us and gave to us and wrote it 2,000 years ago, and then you give us all these promises in this book, that every promise you made in this book is yes and amen for us, your obedient children. Father, I praise you and thank you for this magnificent book. As we study it, may we learn how to act on this book and believe these promises for us today. And we give you praise and glory and honor, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're talking about some of the things you can do if you believe God's Word and some of the things you can't do if you don't believe God's Word. In fact, that's the two limiting factors. You know, if you believe, you can. If you don't believe, you cannot. In fact, I was just talking to a lady just recently, and I called her to pray for her healing. She called the ministry she wanted to be prayed for. I called her, and I said, "Ma'am, are you a Christian?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Do you have all your sins confessed?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Do you believe God's Word?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Okay. Well, whenever somebody tells you that, you're fixing to find out." So I said, Matthew 18:19, Jesus made you and me a promise. Now, this is where you find out whether people believe God's Word or they believe the world. I said, "Ma'am, you know what Matthew 18:19 says?" She said, "Well, no, I don't think so." I said, "Well, let me quote it to you." I said, Matthew 18:19, Jesus said that if two of us on earth agreed about anything we ask him for, he would do it for us by the Father which is in heaven. I said, "Do you believe that?" She said, "I sure do." I said, "So, okay, how would you like for me to pray for you?" She said, "Well, at the end of this month, I'm scheduled for surgery." I said, "Okay, are you going to have the surgery?" "Oh, yes." Yeah. She said, "I'm going to have the surgery, and I'm still taking my medicine." Now, see, right here is where you find out, do they believe God's Word or not? Because if you believe God's Word, Jesus made you a promise. He said, "Again, I tell you in Matthew 18:19, that if two of you on earth agree on anything, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven." Now, that is a blank check from the King, and healing is always his will for his children. So, if you don't believe that, and you're hung up on some of these other things, like maybe Paul's thorn in the flesh or something like that, well, then if you say, "Well, I've got a thorn in the flesh like Paul," I can only ask you one thing. Then, were you caught up to the third heaven and shown these great and mighty revelations? You know, if you haven't been there and done that, then you are suffering because the devil. Now, of course, the thing about it is, you've never convinced me Paul was sick. Paul, the Word of God tells us what his problem was, and it was a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan sent to buffet him. But that is not sickness and disease. So Paul was not sick. But anyway, in this case right here, we're looking at what we can do if we believe God, what we cannot do if we don't believe God. But as you see here in Mark 11, in fact, I want to just go there for a second. I want you to think about what you can do if you believe God's Word. Now, think about this. Now, if you believe, just like this woman I started to tell you about a while ago, and I almost got sidetracked here. We were going to pray for her, but she said she was going to go ahead and have her surgery at the end of the month. I said, "Well, ma'am, do you believe that God will heal you after you have the surgery?" And she said, "Well, I hope he will." Well, now see, there's no faith in that. You don't hope he will heal you. If Jesus made you a promise in Matthew 18:19, and he said, "Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven." Now, you're either going to believe that or you're not going to believe that. Now, if I read you that scripture and then you say, "Well, I believe God will heal me after I have surgery." Well, he'll meet you right where your faith is. Now, if you don't have enough faith or a trust in God's Word to get healed without surgery, well, then at least believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that after you have surgery, he's going to heal you. It's a done deal. But if you go say, "Well, I believe he will, or at least I hope he will, after I have surgery," you're not going to get anything from God because you didn't do anything in faith. Now, in James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, the Lord makes you this statement. In James 1, 6 and 7, he said, when you ask, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering. Ask in faith, nothing wavering. How much can waver? Nothing. Do you know what nothing means? It means nothing. So that means if you're wishy-washy, you're unstable in all your ways. And the Word of God says in James 1, 6 and 7, let not that person, that man, think he shall receive anything of the Lord. So if you're wishy-washy and you say, well, I believe that Jesus will most definitely heal me after I have surgery, okay, then we can go there. I can agree with you in faith. And he will heal you. But you must believe that after you have that surgery, it is a done deal. Now then, if you start saying, I hope he will after I have surgery, you're totally outside of the will of God. You don't believe this promise. Matthew 18:19, Jesus said, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. I do not have time today to tell you the number of answers to prayer I have gotten using that verse. I have seen scars removed off of people's body. I've seen people healed. I've seen people delivered. I've seen people's finances met. I've gotten people jobs. You name it, I've seen the Lord do it on behalf of that promise. Now, that's a great and precious promise. And if we don't believe it, it won't work. But this lady was having a problem believing it. So, since she was having a problem believing it, it wasn't going to work for her. Now, then, if she had believed that promise, we could have asked the Lord. If she had believed that, we could have looked at Matthew 18:19 and said, the Lord says, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. If she could have believed that, I can believe that. If the two of us can believe, say, oh, Father, we're grateful for this great and precious promise. Now, my sister here has been beat up on by the enemy, and she, according to the doctor, needs to come in the end of this month for surgery. But we know that you are the great physician. We don't need no surgery. All we need is you and trust in your word. So we rebuke this devil, command this beast to leave me, and, Father, I thank you and praise you for sending the Holy Spirit to completely heal and restore everything the enemy messed up. Now, Father, thank you. It's done in Jesus' name. When you believe that like that with no doubt in your heart, you don't need surgery at all. You can get healed. I can think back many years ago when I didn't have the faith that I have today. Whenever my daughter, when she was 16, she had come down with a real severe pain one night. Well, I didn't have the faith, 10, 15 years ago that I have today. So whenever she came down with that problem when she was 16 years old and had this serious pain, well, the first thing we did is load her up in the car and take her over to the hospital. It was about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning when this happened. We took her over and they checked her for an hour or two, couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. Told us we needed to take her down to Cook's Medical Center in Fort Worth. So we loaded her up in the car, and we run on down to Cook's Medical Center. He called down there, and they had a room available. So we went down there and checked her in, and the next morning they started doing x-rays and checks and sonograms and everything else. Well, finally about noon, I was in the room there with the doctor, and he was doing a sonogram on my little daughter, my 16-year-old daughter, and all of a sudden he come up on this area of her stomach there, and he said, my goodness, would you look at that? And I said, well, what is that? He said, that's gallstones. He said, I have never seen so many gallstones in a little girl that age in my life. And my daughter, she looked up and she said, Daddy, does that mean I'm going to die? Well, the doctor said, no, honey, you're not going to die, but you're going to have surgery. He said, we're going to have to cut a nice big hole in you, and I got to go in there and take your gallbladder out. Then I got to go in through that bile duct. I got to run a Roto-Rooter through there and clean out all them stones, but said, you're going to have a serious surgery. It's going to take 4 or 5 hours, but at least we can fix you. Well, gee, that's my baby laying there, and I know a little bit about God's Word. So I begin to go get me some people, and we begin to come against the devil, and we begin to ask the Lord to intervene. We begin to stand on these promises, like Matthew 18:19. We begin to quote those to the king. We begin to tell him, Lord, we thank you and praise you for healing my baby. We thank you for dissolving all them gallstones and passing them out of her body. That her body, her kidneys, and her gallbladder and the bile duct and her stomach and everything is perfect in Jesus' name. And we prayed now that we believed God. Well, I guess I didn't believe him as much as I should have, because if I had of, I'd have went back down to the hospital first thing Sunday afternoon after we prayed all that time. I'd have went down and told him, I said, now what y'all need to do in the morning before you go take her in, you need to run another sonogram on her because them stones are not going to be there. But I didn't have that kind of faith. They run her in at 7 o'clock to do surgery on her, and I was standing there watching her go by. And the doctor was telling me, said, it'll take 4 to 5 hours. Well, at 8 o'clock, he come out. And I went over there with a little anxiety. I said, Doc, is something wrong? It's amazing how we always think something's wrong. We always think negative instead of positive. I'm training myself. I'm trying to retrain myself. He said, no, quite the contrary. He said, I went in there and cut that gallbladder off, and there was no stones in it, no stones in the duct, in the bile duct. So he said, I just tuck a stitch in and sewed her back up. He said, you did see those gallstones in her gallbladder Saturday, did you not? I said, yes, sir. I saw them. I said, they were there. Well, he said, all I got to say is they were not there today. Now then, just think. Because of the prayers of faith, our king dissolved all those things, took them out of her. They passed out of her body. They were not there. And I didn't have enough faith to even ask for another sonogram done before they done the surgery. I could have saved all that problem, all that money, and everything, because Jesus made us a promise in Matthew 18:19. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. Now, these promises will only work for the obedient Christian. They won't work for a disobedient child of God or a child of God living in some kind of sin. Now, if you've just got the sin of unbelief, that will not work, because that's sin. Anything you do that's contrary to the Word of God is sin, and when you're sinning, God will not hear your prayer. He says he will not in Psalm 66:18. If you hide iniquity in your heart, I will not hear your prayer. Even your prayers are an abomination or a disgust to God when you come to him. So you've got to make sure you have your sins confessed before these things will work for you. Listen, we invite you to call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send you a box of free audio video tapes. We will put you on our monthly mailing list. If you'd like to have a video or audio or a CD or a DVD once a month, we'll send you one of those. And everything we send out is free and postpaid. We don't charge for anything. So come and learn how to work in the realms of faith and see God do great and mighty things. Have a great day in Jesus' name.